Hey, Marty, you there?
I sure am.
I'll let you
see. Well, okay, yeah, let me just go ahead and just get started here. We have maxed out this call, and it didn't take long to do. We're excited. We're sorry about the little aggravation that some of you have encountered, and I know we're starting a little bit late, but we're going to make up for it. It's my pleasure to have Tim Siebert on the line this evening. Christina and I were fortunate enough to find up Tim and his lovely wife, Teresa, on the 3rd, January 3rd, and they are just tearing it up. And, you know, we got a great opportunity going here. Things are just happening. They're cranking. What I'm going to do now is I'm just going to turn this over to Tim, and he's going to share some of his thoughts about this business and some of the things that he's doing. So without further hesitation, go ahead and take it away, Tim.
Hey, thanks, Marty, and thanks, Christina, for having me on your team's call. And welcome, everybody, across the U.S. and as far away as, I believe, as South Africa. I believe we've got people on from South Africa, Australia, New Zealand. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the call. Every one of you are an important part of a team that is building a company that literally is changing the way network marketing is built. A lot of you have already been involved in network marketing for maybe a few months, maybe a few years, or maybe like Teresa and I, for 30 years of your lives. And we know the power of this industry. We know the dreams that can come true from our efforts and from our hard work, but we also know that without systems in place, we also know without the right pay plan or the right formula to meet the needs of the majority, things won't grow. Residual won't build. I'm on this call to share a little bit of my formula to success with each and every one of you. Now's the time to get a pencil, a piece of paper, and get ready to take a few notes. I'm going to share a small portion of my formula with you, and in the upcoming weeks and months, we're going to put more and more of it available to you as you start to progress. Hopefully, we're going to be able to go company-wide with this system. That's what we're pushing for right now. So look at it as this is a milestone. This is the first open floor training that I'm doing with Marty and Christina's group, people that are actually not part of my own organization. And in turn, this is what we want to do, is put this in front of you, the beginners of this company, and hopefully this will help you in the upcoming days, weeks, and months in building your residual income and your career with Global Domains International. Now, what I'd like for everybody to do first thing tonight, right now, because we're pushed for time now, that little mix-up where the lines got maxed out and I couldn't even get a line of my own. Marty just three-wayed me on, but this cuts our call a little shorter than normal. But what I want everybody to do as of tonight forward, I want you to make a promise to yourself, to your team, to your upline sponsors, and to your family, that from this point forward, you are going to take a mental MLM enema. You're going to wash out all the bad habits, all the good habits, and everything in between. You're going to wash out every bit of experience that you've had in this industry. You see, when Teresa and I came on board with Marty and Christina into Global Domains International, we came on board a day after we had physically made a New Year's resolution that we were not going to be in network marketing anymore. We were giving up network marketing. Why was that? Because we learned over the years, and we were in nutrition in that end of it, and I'll never go back to nutrition again. And there's several reasons. It's hard to build a residual. People move around too much. So what we're going to do in the first part of this call is we're going to talk about the existing problem. Because this is part of the formula for you being able to recruit more people. And that's why each and every one of you are on this call tonight, is to see your names on these leaders' boards every week, every month. So what we want to do first is identify the problem. The problem in network marketing is varied. People are tired of making phone calls. Otherwise, they're fed up with having to solicit people and use that phone and not have a story of their own to share. People are tired of having to solicit their warm market. Man, they burn through them so bad, that's a problem now. So in turn, we've got to get rid of that out of our sales pitch or that out of our follow-up pitch. It's got to be eliminated. And in turn, people are tired of the high-dollar auto ship orders. They're tired of spending $100, $200, $300 a month with a company and get a $5 or $3 check at the end of every month. It's no good. They're fed up with that. Also, people are tired of having to buy product every month. And in most cases, 99 out of 100 times, they don't even use the product themselves, and neither does any of their family. So in turn, they're putting it on a shelf, and it's collecting dust. They're fed up with that. Admit it. Each and every one of you have been where I'm talking right now. And of course, more than anything, they're limited with time. So we're talking about phone, soliciting family and friends, high-dollar auto ships, products that most cases they'll never use again, and of course, time. It's a big problem. What we're going to talk about tonight is the solutions. We're going to talk about how to expand your base, how to bring more people in, what we're doing. And believe me, I'm a firm believer in walking the walk and talking the talk. Now, one thing you're going to have to do, as I said a second ago, is take a mental MLM enema. Clean your brain out right now. Whenever you're speaking to anybody, whether it's downline or upline, do not talk about previous companies. One thing that Teresa and I were December 31st was burned out like a lot of the rest of you. We've made millions of dollars over the last 30 years in this industry, but the last 5 years, we suffered just like a lot of you suffered. And in turn, I took a step back on December 31st. We actually had an income with another company, $2,000 a week. But the problem with that income was it was going down fast. People were dropping out like flies. So in turn, we took a step back, we took a breather, we took our own mental enema, flushed our brain out, and we were free from network marketing. Then Marty and Christina did their due diligence. Back in October, when they first approached us, I said, no thank you. If you're still with us the first of the year, believe me, give me a call. And I kind of did it to kind of brush them off, because we were in our own problem at that time. And I brushed them off a little bit with that in a nice way, because I like them a whole lot. But the whole time I was thinking, they won't be with that $10 opportunity come the first of the year. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They were. Not only were they with it, but they were successful. They were focused and they were committed. How many of you on the call tonight? I want each and every one. I'm going to open up the lines. There's going to be a lot of noise. I'm going to ask each and every one of you one question, and I want to hear the answers all at once. How many of you on tonight's call are in more than one company? And be honest. Say me. Okay. Let me say this. You were all witness to one of your first obstacles to ever being able to make an income in network marketing. In order to make an income in network marketing, you have to treat it just like you treat a marriage. And if you think you could be married to more than one person at the same time, you're terribly wrong. It won't happen. You can never nurture one to get it to be the best while nurturing the other, hoping that's what's going to happen too. And if you got your foot in both sides of the creek, wanting to know which one's going to hit faster, it's not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sharing something with you that's the honest to God's truth. And that is, you have to make a commitment. You have to commit 110%, and you'll never make it in this industry unless you flush everything out of your brain. You get rid of all of the baggage that you've got from this industry. I did, and look what's happened to me. Now, it might not happen as fast for you, but let me say this. Give this company an opportunity, a 12-month commitment. And I'm going to tell you something. There's some great things getting ready to happen over the next 6 to 12 months with Global Domains International. I was there back 6.5, 7 years ago. I saw a company and a couple of personal friends of mine become multi-millionaires from a company that launched, and in 14 months it put 2.6 million people into the business. And let me say this, Global Domains is 10 times that company and one-tenth the price. So what you have to think about right now is, A, am I that serious? B, if I am that serious, am I ready to take the plunge? Am I ready to go from an engagement to a full-fledged marriage? Well, let me say this. Until you are, you're going to be stuck in neutral. You're not going to be up on that board, and you're not going to be making the big bucks with this company. So now that that's out of the way, because I'm being a friend to each and every one of you, I want to see 100, I want to see 1,000, I want to see 10,000 people on those boards. Because then all of us are successful, and that's what it's about. Now, whenever we look at the problem and the situation in this industry, we have to come up with a system, and that's what I've done. I have taken simplicity and simplified it. Let me say that again. I've taken simplicity and I've simplified it. Now, what you have to look at right now are all the tools that are available to you right now with this company, and look at the value of the company. I had somebody the other day, a pretty big networker, say, Tim, man, I don't want to get into no $10 deal. You can't make any money with it. Sure, you are, but there's no value. I can get a domain name for $2.95 a year. $2.95. I said, okay, let me ask you something. To get a good website, what's that going to run you? And he knew, because he just spent over $3,500 for a website for he and his wife for a little business they've got. He said, okay, yeah, that. And I said, and then how much is it going to cost for bulletproof hosting? He spends almost $200 a month for a bulletproof hoster. He said, okay, yeah, you got me there, but is that what you're going to provide? And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That's what we provide and more. We also give people an opportunity. We give people not just the opportunity, but we also give them a way to put the opportunity into our friends, family, and strangers' hands without you or I being a salesperson. Now, with all that knowledge and in the restored value of this program, and it's all been put in your hands now, we're not just a website sales name, a website name sales company. We also give them a website. They can create their own website with that back office website toolkit back there. They get hosting. They get a email, up to 10 emails on that account. They get website forwarding, email forwarding. I mean, just it goes on, and then they get the Red Ferrari recruiting system. Now, for those of you that are network marketers, you know out there today, if you take a look at every company out there that's got their own recruiting system, people are paying $20 to $40 a month to have that recruiting system. So with that being the case, this is one tremendous value for $10 a month. Sell yourself on it. Whenever you wake up tomorrow, you need to feel like you're getting hundreds of dollars a month for $10 a month, and that's what you need to portray. Now, remember one thing. There are, in your hometowns, there over the next month, 2 months, there's going to be between 1 and 5,000 people in your hometowns that are going to go out there and buy a domain name, that are going to go out there and buy have a website made, and pay a hosting company to host it. It's only up to you if you want to get a percentage of that. So now that the value of our program is restored, what you have to do then is open up your mind. You have to create a business. If you don't create a business, you'll never have a business. Kind of think of it like this. If you wanted to open up a shop in a mall, what would you do? Well, you'd go find the mall with the best traffic. You would sign a lease. You would put your products in there, your displays in there, and then you would do something that's the most important part of that business succeeding, and that is you would post your business hours. Now, this is important because most of you on tonight's call, and I know it is a fact, have not posted your business hours with Global Domains. You're kind of working it when you want to work it, when you can work it, but you haven't posted your business hours. I have my business hours posted. I know when I go into the office and when I'm going to walk out of the office. Now, the office, in my case, is a part of my home. It's a 700-square-foot office that's devoted to Global Domains and no other opportunity. So with that being the case, you have to ask yourself, have I posted my hours? And if you haven't, you need to. You need to sit down after this call and figure out what days can I work it, and what times during those days can I work it, and post them and stick to them. Repetition breeds success. Commitment breeds success, and focus breeds success. I live, eat, and breathe Global Domains International. That's just my habits. Whenever I go into a business, I don't go in to test the waters because I know I'm good enough to make it happen. Are you good enough to make it happen? You have to ask yourself that. You should never be dependent on anybody else. You should be dependent on you. As long as the tools are given to you, then it's up to you to use those tools. So once you've set your business shop hours and you've got those down, now you need to set a routine. That is so important. Why is that important? Kind of think of it like this. If you didn't post your hours and you didn't have a routine of business, how are people going to depend on when they can come and buy anything from your shop? How are people going to know when you're available? How are people going to be able to respect you as a business? It won't happen. Which means that in your advertising efforts, in your prospecting efforts, and in your business showing efforts, you have to be persistent and consistent. There are a lot of valuable tools that are put, that will be put in the upcoming hours, days, and weeks in your hands by Marty and Christina. You need to use those tools. One of the best tools that the company has given us, and I'm going to start here and we're going to work towards, as fast as I can here over the next 20 minutes, we're going to work towards what we do. Business cards. How many of you on tonight's call have ordered your business cards? If you haven't ordered your business cards, you're losing out. Let me share with you why you're losing out. Those business cards are more valuable than any full-page ad you could ever pay for in your local newspaper. Why is that? Because they speak volume. They sell our business, so we don't have to. Just as the Red Ferrari invitation autoresponder sells it for us, so we don't have to. It is one of the most incredible cards I've ever seen in my 30 years in the network marketing industry. A total prospecting tool. Whenever you give it to somebody and they say, what is it about? Ask them to hold their questions. Don't go out and be a PhD of GDI. Do not be a PhD. Do not be a know-it-all. Be dumb. Let me say this. The dumber you are, the more money you'll make. Trust me. Keep it simple, but more importantly, keep it duplicatable. If you talk somebody's head off on the phone, or if you talk their head off at the grocery store or the bank, they're going to walk away from you and they're going to say, whoa, that was too much. I couldn't do what he or she just did to me, and therefore this must not be for me. Keep it simple. What's this about? Hey, gosh, boy, go to the website that's on there and use that access code. There's a little 7-minute movie that'll go over everything for you. Well, what's this about? The internet? Yeah, it is, and it's exciting. There's people making thousands of dollars a week from home, a couple hours a day at home every day, 5 days a week. And that's it. They, well, how does it work? I don't know. They'll explain that right on that. All I know is that I watched the movie, and I've had other people watch the movie, and it's doing everything for me. That's it. Keep it simple. Don't be a PhD of GDI. Don't do that. But at the same time, if you have to go out there, don't worry if you do devastate yourself. Don't worry if you do make a fool out of yourself, or don't worry if you blow somebody out of the water. Let it be a learning, a part of your learning notes. Make sure that you fully understand that if you mess up, learn from your mess ups. That's the only way you're going to be able to grow. Now, once you've gotten the business cards, once you're implementing the business cards, there's many ways and many things to do with the business cards. I think it's so important to recognize. I'm going to give you a couple tools that are worth thousands of dollars right now. So get ready to write a few of these down. With your business cards, one thing that the U.S. Postal Service in the U.S. here provides, and I believe in Canada and a lot of countries around the globe, we all get a lot of junk mail. Otherwise, you know, from Capital One, credit card mail offers, mortgage offers, I mean, you name it. I know we get 50 to 100 pieces of junk mail almost a week now between my P.O. box and my mailbox outside my house. So with that being the case, ladies and gentlemen, the post office is giving you hundreds of dollars of free postage every month. How is that? Well, have you ever opened up an offer and they've got an envelope for you to fill out that application and put it in their self-addressed stamped envelope that's already got a metered stamp on it and you mail it back to them? Well, guess what? Those envelopes are great. I save every one of them. And we stick our business cards, 2, 3, 4 business cards in there. And I mail it back to them instead of mailing them an application because I don't need their credit card.
Please note that your conference will expire in 10 minutes.
We've got 10 minutes left on this call, so I'm going to breeze through these things. Free postage. Keep the postage paid envelopes or postcards and take your business card to the back of the postcards and mail them into these people. There are people working in these mail centers, ladies and gentlemen, for these big corporations that hate their jobs. They're on the internet looking for a business all the time, or they're looking for a career business or whatever have you. Do that. Go to every salesperson in your hometown, anybody that sells cars, anybody that sells homes, any type of salesperson. Most of them are starving, ladies and gentlemen, and most of them are internet surfers. Put your cards in their hands. Don't say anything. Say, listen, I've got a business that's blowing up all over the world right now, and I want you to take a look at a 7-minute movie. It's on my card with the access code, and whatever you do, you like it. My number's on that card also. What's it about? Hold your questions. They'll be answered in that movie. Will you do that? Great. Keep other people's business cards as well. Whenever you pay your bills every month, stick a few business cards in there. Stick a few of these cards in there. It's important. I do that. We pick up 5 to 10 sign-ups a week now. It's taken 2 months to build up to that, but look what's happening. We're getting 5 to 10 sign-ups a week from people that have gotten our business cards that we've mailed in bills or put in those postage paid envelopes. I mean, let's face it. That's phenomenal by itself. If that's a tip that I can give you that's worth millions of dollars in the long run. So always do that. Also, look in your little penny savers and your nickel and dime newspapers. Other people are running business opportunity ads. Hey, if you don't mind using the phone, call them. Say, hey, fly your business off. And believe me, looks kind of good. Don't know if you're doing good or bad with it. But if you ever been at the beginning of something, if you haven't, write this down, www. And go watch this 7-minute movie. My name is this and my number is this. Because if you'll do that during the day, if you've got time during the day or in the morning, you're going to reach voicemail. I'd leave 10, 20 voicemail messages a day. If I were some of you, if you don't mind the using the phone, others that do mind using the phone, remember one thing. In the daytime or morning hours, most of the time you're going to run into a voicemail system. You won't have to try to get on and off the phone if you're scared to do that. So that's just another way of putting it in front of people. Now, internet. How do you do it over the internet? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you a good tip. We've got 3.5-4 minutes left here. I'm going to give you a good tip. You can do it over the internet. There is a system. I've got the system. In turn, we're in negotiations with the company right now to make it the company-wide system. Now, one of the facets of this system that I can share with you tonight is that, remember one thing, there are two types of leads out there. One type of lead is an opportunity seeker. One type of lead is another network marketer. Remember one thing, you will close 10 times more network marketers with that movie than you will opportunity seekers. Does that mean the company's leads are bad? No, they're not. The company's leads are crazy. They're just good old leads that you can have input into your system so you don't have to download them. And if you follow up on the ones that do look at your website and your movie and your flash presentation, you're going to land a couple of them. So believe me, they'll pay for themselves in the long run, but those are things that will keep you busy. But in the meantime, network marketers try spam less than opportunity seekers. This is a tip that's worth millions of dollars to you and your family. And believe me, you might be sitting there going, I already knew that. Yes, you might have known it. But if you're not implementing it and if you're not using it, then it's not working for you. Opportunity seekers, I do not buy those type of leads. An opportunity seeker is somebody that saw a website for a home-based business, it got their curiosity, they applied, and over the next week, their name and number and address was sold to about 100 to 200 people, and now they've gotten 100 to 200 to 300 email offers on 100 to 200 to 300 different companies, and they are thoroughly disgusted. They are upset, they're crying spam in the second and third week. And if you get them, and they've already been solicited for a month, oh, believe me, you could have a lot of problems. Be very, very careful. I don't care if you have an IP address in it.
Please note that your conference will expire in 5 minutes.
We've got 4 minutes. We've got 4 minutes, according to the thing here. I was wrong there. So keep in mind, opportunity seekers are all well and fine. If you're going to use the phone, use it with your opportunity seekers. But that invite system that the company has given us, the Red Ferrari invite system, is one of the strongest tools I have witnessed in my network marketing career. And the fact of the matter is, if you want to be successful and if you want to be at the top of that board, or at least fighting to be at the top of that board, you need to implement the Red Ferrari invite system. You need to put the right kind of lead in there. You need to also consider the subject line of the system. Otherwise, they've got a pre-printed subject line that's there. You need to look at changing that subject line up, making it more inviting to open up that initial email. That's going to up the chances of you getting a new distributor. If you leave their subject line in there, it's a good chance that your open rate will be very minimal. So consider the approach and the invitation itself with the subject line as one of the biggest reasons why you will fail or succeed. Come up with a subject line that you personally, if you thought, you would open it up. And then make that change every time you send it out. But whatever you do, be consistent and persistent. Whenever I do training calls for my organization, I make sure that they are consistent, that they're putting in so many leads per day. If you're not, and if you're not putting in the right amount, if you've been in 4 weeks and you've got 800 or 1,000 leads in that invite system, you haven't even done enough for 1 week. So in turn, think about what I'm sharing with you. You got to step up the volume. You got to learn how to do it faster. And you got to commit to it. And believe me, then comes follow-up. You've got to do your follow-up. I personally don't advocate phone call follow-up. I know Marty's probably biting right now, okay? But I don't advocate phone call follow-up because, number one, it's not duplicatable. People are afraid of the phone. So consider an alternative method of follow-up. Marty and Christina have some ideas on that. They can share with each of you. I think it's going to be important because follow-up is going to give you credibility with your prospects. So that is the final step of a system that I believe will help change a lot of your financial courses that you're on right now. So input, cultivate input, follow up, do all three of those things on a day-to-day basis. Live, eat, and breathe this business, but more than anything, you have got to make a commitment. It's got to start with you. If you're in two or three or four of the programs, And you're trying to nurture two or three or four other downlines, shame on you. You're going to be left on the curb, and you're going to be going, that business wasn't for me. It's too hard to make an income. Let me say this. I would rather have a business like this where we've got a 98 to 99% retention than I would a nutrition business that costs 10 to 20 times more per month that has a 98% dropout. That's how you build residual, is by having a higher retention than you do attrition. And Global Domains has got it. Nobody's hardly dropping out on our team, ladies and gentlemen. We've only had a few dropouts. And we've got, I don't know, Marty, are you on still?
I am here.
I don't even know. I think my organization's grown into the thousands now. And since January 3rd. And the dropout is just very minimal. And the fact of the matter is, it's a minimal cost. What is it going to cost you to stay with us for a year? $120. Who
think about that. See, that's more, that's less than what you would spend in 1 month in a nutrition company. That's why people are sticking. That's why they're staying with us. Build the value of what you have in your hands. Get excited. Think about this. Last year alone, 30 to 40 million people bought domain names. 92% were individuals. 8% were companies. 70 to 80 million people had, or 70 to 80 million new websites were created at an average cost of $3,000 per website. 110 to 120 million new hosting contracts were signed from new websites and old websites recreated.
Your conference has expired. Thank you for using this service. Thank you for using our service. If you have found this service useful, please invite family, friends, and business associates to use it also. Goodbye.